Let's talk about insecurity. I think everybody has something that they're insecure about, whether it's how you look, how you dress, maybe something about your family, maybe you're embarrassed about your financial situation, the car you drive. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can be insecure about. And to be honest, I understand where a lot of people come from it. We all want to be seen as perfect. We all want to be seen as, wow, look at that person. They're amazing. They've got everything in their life together. So how do we deal with insecurity? The first thing I'm just going to say here is it's probably not that serious. Not a lot of people are looking at you the way that you think they're looking at you. Not a lot of people are focused on you in the way that you might think they're focused on you. Most people actually don't really care what you do. You're just someone that they temporarily see and they think about for a moment, and then you kind of wither away. And if they do see you often, they probably don't look at you in a bad way, because we're psychologically molded to be attracted towards people that we have proximity with. So if you see the mailman every single day, if you see your neighbor every single day, they're more inclined to like you and you're more inclined to like them because of the proximity and the reasonability that you're going to see them every single day. There's someone that you're around. There's someone that you're seeing. There's someone that has some kind of impact on your life, some penetration towards your life. So logically, you should probably have a beneficial mutualistic relationship with them. So most people are not going to look at you and judge you as hard. But if you are insecure about something, and I'll use myself as an example, then here's what I suggest you do. I'm not the tallest guy. I grew up being very insecure about my height. And, you know, this was not something that I was really... like, I was always shy about it. Like, I always felt like girls didn't like me because I wasn't tall. And to be honest with you, it kind of was true. Especially in high school, kids are very cruel. I was always called short. And the girls never looked at me because I was shorter than them. Girls are very superficial back then. The tall guy that hit the growth spurt really got all the chicks. So here's the first thing you ask yourself. Is it something that I can fix? So if someone says something to you like, hey, you're a bad talker, or you have bad breath, hypothetically, right? Is it something that you can fix? Take accountability. Is it actually something that you can get better at? And a lot of times it is. So if you got bad breath, for example, this is not me. I don't think I have bad breath, at least. Nobody tells me that. I would try to fix it. I would try to brush my teeth more. I would chew some gum. I get some Listerine going on the little to-go packs. I put one in my car, one in my office. I'd be keeping that mouth clean, okay? So a lot of times you can fix it. A lot of times it's something that you can actually solve. And I know that insecurity can be a little difficult. Even if you can fix it, it's hard to do. Like, I know a lot of women struggle with body image. A lot of women struggle with, like, you know, I don't feel my breasts are large enough, or my butt is large enough, or my waist is skinny enough. And you can go to surgery and you can get a tummy tuck or a nose job, all this kinds of stuff. And, you know, if it genuinely is going to improve the quality of your life, I think that it can definitely help. I think that it can definitely be a good thing. And if it's something that you can fix, just work towards fixing that. Say, oh my God, now I know something that I need to get better at, and I know something I need to do, so I'm going to work towards fixing it. So, I mean, obviously, I just went to Turkey. I got a hair transplant, you know. I do it more so for prevention, but a lot of guys, you know, ask me about hair transplants. Now, I'll be honest with you. Right now, in the back of my head, it's not completely filled in. For about 6 months, you're not really going to see hair there. So I look like I'm, like, half bald in the back of my head. And people definitely look at it. But the reality is they don't look at it as much as I think they do. And, you know, a lot of guys feel self-conscious about it. But this is something that you can do to actually fix the problem. You can go get a hair transplant. In 6 months to a year, it'll look normal. It'll look fine. And it'll be really good. If you have a good hairline already on the sides, you can get it fixed pretty easily. So there's a lot of things that you can actually do to fix the problem. And if you know that you're insecure about something, take comfort in the fact that we have so much technology today, in terms of cosmetics, in terms of things that we can do, in terms of eating, in terms of diets, in terms of the information that's available to us on podcasts and YouTube, we can really solve a lot of our problems. The next thing, if it's something that doesn't make sense, like someone's completely wrong about it, where someone is saying like, oh, you're too short, you can't get any women, and you know it's wrong, then just disregard it. I'm a short guy, right? I'm not the tallest guy. I'm not over 6 foot, but I've dated women over 6 foot. I've dated women that were taller than me. I've dealt with a lot of attractive women, and I've noticed that if you've got it going on, if you're sharp, if you're confident, height don't matter. It really doesn't matter. If you really know who you are, it's all good. Women will talk to you, women will engage with you, and women will start to look past just you. So yeah, like, you don't have to always feel down about it. You don't always have to feel bad, because a lot of times people are saying things and they're projecting their own insecurities upon you. A lot of times people feel bad about themselves, and that's why they have to put you down. Because they are not confident in who they are, and they feel better when you are feeling the same way that they do. Misery loves company. Just understand that. So you have to understand fundamentally that not everyone is going to be completely happy with who they are, and they're always going to put you down. And a lot of people are very unhappy. And many times they want to pull you down to their level so that they feel like they can relate to you. When you are confident and you got less than them and you're more grateful, they kind of get cringed out of that. They're like, oh, this person's like happy with less or with something different. No, they have to abide by my worldview, and that's just what it is. So many times people will fire off negative comments towards you behind your back in certain ways about things that have nothing to do with you. Next is, if it is something that you can't change, like my height, I can't change my height, then there's nothing you do. The world is not fair. Not everybody's born with porcelain skin and green eyes and perfect teeth. It just isn't the way the world is built. I'm not born as someone that's 6'5". I would love to be 6'5". It's not happening for me. Not anytime soon. So it just is what it is. Sometimes you have to understand that you're not going to win every single thing in life, but you're probably blessed with a lot of other things. Good family, good friends, good social circle, things that you're talented at, you're smart, you're intelligent. You're intelligent enough to recognize that you have insecurities and that you want to fix them. That in itself is something that's very good. And the big thing I'll tell you is, a lot of times your mind will overreact. Our mind is built to over-exaggerate the problems that we have. It's meant to do that. We are not designed to just be completely happy in the situation that we're in. If you have all the money in the world and you have all the women in the world as a guy and all the beautiful, attractive things that you need and all the guys that want to chase you, if you have everything in the world as a girl too, you're not going to be happy for very long. You always want more. I've noticed this about myself too. I always thought I'd be happy when I had the penthouse. Got the penthouse. Not happy enough. Want a bigger house. I always thought I'd be happy after I get a certain car. Got the cars. Still not happy. I always thought I'd be happy after a certain amount of money in my bank account. Still not happy. I always want more. The mind and the body and the soul and the spirit will always want more. And so as a result, you have to learn to be grateful. You have to learn to be humble. You have to learn to be appreciative with what you have. Insecurity is very normal. A lot of times it's very common to feel insecure on a day-to-day basis. I think we all want to be better. Understand that you're not alone in feeling the way that you feel. Everyone has something that they're kind of worried about and they're not so happy about. But the moment that you understand that everybody is insecure is the moment that you become more confident in yourself. Because confidence is really an attitude. Confidence is a mindset. And that is the most attractive thing for women, for guys, everything. If you are confident, if you cruise through the world with this bulletproof sense of reality, then you're going to be good. Women call me short. I'm like, yeah, I'm not the tallest guy. I have to climb you if we're going to be dating. You know, maybe you can reach the top things on the shelves. Like, I joke around a lot and girls like laugh and they're like, okay, this guy was not fazed. A lot of people will say things to you to kind of see how you react. If they say something to you and you're insecure about it and you crumble and you like, yeah, my nose isn't good. Oh my God. And you get weird about it. They know your weakness and they feel better than you. They feel more powerful than you because they know how to make you submit and how to make you feel very bad. Don't let people know what your weakness is. Don't let people know that you're sad or insecure about something. Be confident, work on those things, and life will start to fall into place. A lot of times in life, we can solve the things that we're insecure about. It can get unhealthy to a certain degree, but more oftentimes, if you go to the gym, if you work on yourself, if you elevate your finances and you get certain things in your life, whether it's coaching or whether it's certain clothes or whether it's the car that you want, you can make your life look amazing and put yourself together. And I'll tell you something, people that work hard and got money and got their finances right, they look very good. They look very well put together. And ultimately, you'll always be insecure about something. It doesn't matter. When you're rich, there's always someone that's richer. When you have a nice car, there's always a faster one on the road. When you have a beautiful girlfriend, there's always someone that's dating someone hotter. It just is what it is. And when you're a girl and you have a guy, there's always someone that's taller, stronger, richer, faster. There's always something that you're going to be insecure about in terms of the relationship in itself. And there's always something that you want to improve. You want your boobs to be bigger. You want your butt to be bigger. You want your waist to be slimmer. You want your nose to be more round or more pointy, whatever it might be. You're always going to be insecure about something. So take a moment and take gratitude in the things that you have and life will fall into place. I hope that this was helpful. Definitely subscribe to our podcast and check out my YouTube if you haven't done so already. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day here with me. Until next time, guys, sue me out.